down some more lines of another route, but he just keeps bringing it up to me. Because love is the most powerful force on this planet. He's God. And I believe, you know, I used to think that if I walked in love, that I would be weak. I just attributed to being weak, you know. Walk in love, touchy Bible, holy kiss, you know, and all that, real nice all the time. And it is, you know, and I just couldn't get an image of walking in love for a little while, you know, because I thought people would take advantage of me and, you know, and different things, you know. But see, I didn't know that it was, you know, I attributed love to the natural realm. At that time, I didn't really realize that God kind of love is called agape love. It's a supernatural force that the Bible said has been poured out into us by His Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. And I've had people steal stuff from me before, and you can't steal from me. I mean, I learned how to operate in love. You can't steal from me. You can take something I got, but I sow it. I mean, I just, love will let you do that. Sow it. I just sow it. And then I can get a harvest. I get a harvest of somebody stealing from something from me. I'm trying to demonstrate in my own experience that the best I can how love works for me.
Amen.
You know, and I mean, when somebody, I mean, just like they stole our guitars, broke in the church, stole our guitars, and I mean, most people that I would tell that, they, what is wrong with people? What is wrong with their sinners? What do you expect them to be? Sinning, stealing, you know, trying to survive. I'm not justifying it. Well, they stole them, and I just released my faith. I said, I'll sow it to them, Lord. But God, the anointing was on those guitars. See, that's what love does. That's just not head wisdom. That's the love of God giving you the direction that you need to go in the bad situation that you're having that'll turn out and benefit you. Benefit us. So I just sowed it to them. I said, God, let your anointing save them. Save them that stole it, Lord. Lord, everybody that touches the guitar, let the anointing that we've had in the church be on them. Now, somebody can't really comprehend that, but it's in the Bible. Paul took handkerchiefs and anointed them.
Right.
And when they took them and put them in people's possession or on them, they were healed.
Amen.
So, who's to say a guitar can't work in food? It does. But it wasn't too long after that. I sold that to them, and then I told the devil. I said, devil, you should not have did that to my church. You should have went somewhere where they don't got no faith. I said, now I adjure you right now, in Jesus' name, you are going to pay back 7 times what those guitars cost us. 7 times. You're going to pay 7-fold. Now, we're talking about faith and love. It's part 2 of faith and love. See, they got to work together. You know, you can have faith. We read it in 1 Corinthians 13. How faith to move mountains and all of that stuff and how not love it, it profits nothing. It don't bring no profit to you. Well, you know what? I was doing a sermon. Somebody over in another state heard the sermon about the guitars. I didn't have no notion of that point how or anybody was going to hear and send us a $3,000 check for them guitars. And so I went back to Satan. I said, you see that? You idiot.
That's right.
Did you say that? Are there anything else at church you want? I told him. Right. Try it. See, faith gives you a boldness against the enemy. Dad, ain't too many like you. I'm trying to get y'all that way. The Bible says, follow after those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That's just a promise in the Bible that I know about, that if Satan is caught stealing from Christians, that he has to pay 7 times what he stole. Well, Satan used the little thugs or whoever, the little puppets, the ones on drugs, to steal your guitars. Y'all might have got some money too. Could have got up on it. I want my cut, Lord. I'm tired there. I want my cut, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? It's called, but see, love is the force of God. I mean, it's not like jello. For God so loved the world that he put Jesus on the cross. That's not jello. That's power. That's power because he saw before, he saw that was the only way to get me and you, his family,
glory to God,
redeemed from what Adam gave over to Satan. God's perfect plan was in Genesis. And if the right was handed over, Adam handed the right. Adam handed the authority over to Satan. See, me and you are like that today. We've been given authority like Adam. We've been given it through Jesus. But now we can hand that authority over to Satan.
Amen.
Through our believing, through our lack of love, our lack of faith. That is why you don't see people healed and set free and delivered and walking it out. You know, I'm telling you, it ain't God holding back nothing. He's not holding not one good thing from those that walk upright, the Bible says. Just walking in faith, it pleases God. It pleases God. When we walk in love, it pleases God.
Right.
And you know, God loves me and God tells me, repent. God still tells me to repent. I don't know about none of y'all. Maybe you can't hear him. But he tells me to repent when I have a bad attitude. When I get huffy with somebody. When I get irritated and aggravated with people. He tells me to repent. He tells me, he's told me before, go tell Teresa that I'm sorry. And I thought, I'm not telling her that. I'm not sorry. I mean, he has. And I'd be like, oh, man. Well, don't the Bible say, love the Lord, my God, with all my heart?
Yeah.
Well, then if he asked me to do something, if I love him, then I need to try to do it. I need to set out because I love him.
Right?
Yep. See, and if I love him, his love will be bestowed back to me.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the love of God, operating in the love of God. I mean, I've heard Christians over the years say, if God would just give me his love, when it's in them.
Right.
Heard a guy one time, Run Day was preaching, and I heard about it. I wasn't there. But the pastor went to him and said, man, he said, I got a guy I need you to minister to. He said he's about to drive me crazy with this being saved stuff. And so he said, well, I mean, if the Lord opens the door, I'll pray for him. Well, he had the altar call. The guy that he's talking about comes up, and he tells him. He tells Run Day, he said, Brother Day, would you pray for me? He said, the devil keeps telling me I'm not saved. And Run Day looks at him, and he said, well, are you? He said, well, the devil keeps telling me I'm not saved. He said, well, are you? He asked him 3, 4, 5 times. The guy plumb just stood there and just got upset. And he thought about it. And then he said, well, yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, hey, I'm saved. Yeah, I'm saved. He's already saved. But the devil was telling him he wasn't. Well, you know what? You already have the love of God in you. And you know what? The devil tells you, you just can't love everybody.
Right.
You've got the love of God on the inside of you. And then the devil tells you, you just can't forgive people that's done you wrong. He's a liar. Just like he was lying with the guy about being saved, he never had that problem again. Once he changed his thinking, he thought, well, I did ask God to forgive me. And he realized that I am saved and this is the devil.
Right.
Well, the devil will tell you, you're never going to be nobody. You can't preach. I mean, I've left here and he's told me before, boy, that was the worst sermon you ever preached in your life. And, you know, and I'll start walking out and somebody say, man, that's the best sermon you preached in a long time. And I'm like, wonder which one of them is right. Then, you know what? Because I know God loves me, and if I don't preach a good sermon, his grace, he loves you, he'll work in spite of me, praise God, and I just rest at that. And I just say, I'll preach that, and that's your business, what you do with it, God, and that's the end of that. How many knows when you feel that way in God? That's love. Well, you know, I mean, some people, you know, they'll... You know, I tell stories about myself, and God, I don't have anything other than my testimony. I mean, that's... God just told me the other day, he said, you don't need to make too many, you know, examples of your life in church. I said, why not? That's all I got.
Right.
I said, I get on God's word and it works for me. I got to tell somebody. I said, you know, I said, that's all I got. I said, I think we ain't seeing enough demonstrations from behind the pulpit.
Amen.
I said, we need some demonstration, not just preaching.
Right.
I said, they don't need to just hear me tell them how to live. They need for me to live that way so that they got an example before them.
Amen.
You know what I mean. I said, yeah, I know what you mean. I'm going to keep telling my examples. I guess listen to me on Facebook. I don't know. You don't like me? Turn me off. Jesus turned me on 28 years ago, and he's pretty well pleased with me. And I'm pleased with me, too. I like me. I like my style of preaching.
Amen.
Long as I'm biblical, hey, we're good.
Amen.
Well, anyways, the Lord right off of the bat, because I was an angry guy, I was messed up, I was rebelling, everything, you know, out, a lot of it out of ignorance at 27. I'm just trying to have a good life, Johnny. I mean, and everything just, I mean, everything goes wrong for me. I'm serving the devil. Why wouldn't it?
Right.
And then God enters in. God draws me, and then it wasn't too long after that, one of the first revivals I ever remember having at Faith Restoration, Coleman Lackey preached it. And he preached on love can't be offended. Love can't be offended. That whole week. And he's the one I didn't like.
Right.
He'd say, look up here, don't read. And I went, I read my Bible in church. It's not going to, but God don't tell me don't read my Bible. I'm telling you, that's how I was sitting in church, Johnny.
Okay.
I'd do it anyway. But if God don't tell me don't read my Bible, do something about it. I'm thinking, old man, I don't like you anyway. I mean, you know, that's that third thought that. I pick my Bible up. Every time it said, I pick my Bible up. And I'd say, but God, when he quit saying that, I won't do it. About 200 or 300 people in there. See how bad I was? I mean, I'm in church. That's rebellion. That was, I mean, this guy's God sitting there. God sent him there. God's sitting there. He's like Elijah at the brook, a move of God waiting to happen over in Zarephath. And I don't have no clue of this kind of stuff. And so I leave there, you know, and I tell Teresa, I said, but God, I'm not going back. Tell me to read my Bible, church. I'm in church. I should be reading my Bible. He telling me don't read on. I said, I can read on if I want to. I can read five chapters and I'm chopping all the way on. I'm telling Teresa that. I ain't going back till that fat old man's gone off that stage. I like Brad. That God had mercy on me. God really did.
Amen.
You know, I go on, I mean, that irritate me, you know. And but anyways, next day, you know, revival's going. I'm like, well, man, I'm supposed to go to church. I mean, it's my church, you know. I mean, I'm supposed to go to church. How many know that's love talking to me?
Amen.
Whether I like him or don't like him, the place, Teresa's been teaching us, the place where I'm supposed to be is where the power's going to show up.
Amen.
You know, whether it's the fat man I don't like telling me don't read the Bible. Now I learned to love the dude. He's gone on to be to heaven now. He's a great man of God. Coleman Lackey with his name. And I went every revival. I got set free that he was preaching on love. I didn't want to hear about love. All I love is Teresa. That's all I wanted. I just love Teresa. That's all I need to love. See, that's way deeper than what God, I mean, he had it way deeper. But anyways, I go back the next night and I thought, man, I want to go for a punch him right in the mouth if he says, don't read your Bible now. Just don't do that. I'm trying to enjoy church. Well, he kept on saying it, kept on saying it. Well, it was about the third or fourth night of that revival, you know. You can't sit under the word wanting God and something not happening to you.
Amen.
If you want God, there's something happening to you this morning.
Right. That's exactly right.
I can't do it. I don't know what you need. He does. He does. When you're wanting God, then God, the Bible says he hungers and thirsts right after righteousness will be filled.
Amen.
Well, something was happening. I got up that Thursday morning and I you would have thought that I had purchased a love serum somewhere and took it. I just felt like I loved everybody. I mean, after about four nights of being saturated in that, I'm just a young Christian. I don't know this works like that, really. You know, I mean, I go in the store that morning and I looked across there to that guy across there. I said, man, you know, I just feel like I love you this morning, man. I said, you know, man, he looked at me and he's like, man, that's weird. You know, in Blunt County, you think somebody tells you, some guy tells a guy that, they think you done a little gay or whatever, you know. Maybe that ain't the right word to use in church, that's what I use. They call it normal today, it ain't. It's not love. Well, anyways, he says, what do you mean, man? I said, well, you know, man, I said, they just preacher I don't like up there in revival at my church, and he's been preaching on love, can't be offended. I said, and something's going on. I said, I just woke up this morning and I just feel like I love everybody. I said, I guess it's Jesus.
Amen.
He said, well, good, that's a good thing, ain't it, man? I said, well, yeah, man, thank you, have a good day. I go to work and I don't get upset at nobody. I mean, I'm going down the road and everybody I used to run over with the truck that drives crazy, you know, or whatever. I mean, I'm just like, oh man, they don't know what they're doing, you know. They don't realize they're putting stress on me. That was love beginning to talk, see. Love has mercy.
Yeah.
The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. In other words, love don't just look at everybody's faults and all of that when we're walking in the love of God, and it'll keep us out of being judging people, judging them. I can't believe they're like that. I can't believe they're like that. I used to call people idiots, but I'd cuss them and call them idiots. You know, I've not called nobody an idiot in a long time. So quiet. Don't call people idiots. Because you're being an idiot. That's being idiotic. Call a calling somebody an idiot. Y'all, some of y'all, I'm not Coleman now. I got on your nerves. Well, I don't care. You'll keep coming. God's put you here. It's not good to call people idiots. The Bible says we're created in the image and likeness of God, not just the born-agains. All people, they're created in the image and likeness of God. And God paid a major price for those people that do act dumb, that do make dumb choices, you know, that do pull out in front of you, that do knock over your garbage can, whatever the case may be. He paid a big, see, love causes us to see that. See people in a different light. I mean, I've had people to tell me, you know, I'm going to use you in God's word. I don't even like you. I went, well, thank you. I don't like you, but I'm using you anyway. Well, it's favor. It's God's favor.
Glory God.
Love causes them to do that. The God kind of love. For me, to bless me. Hallelujah. See, we can't afford not to. I mean, we need to build faith. We need to major on faith. One place Paul said, contend for the faith that's been delivered to you. I believe that's in the book of Jude. It says, contend for the faith that's been delivered. That means you got to fight for it. That means you have to contend. You have to put up an effort to maintain and stay in faith. I'm not coming out of it. I'm not going to do it. I don't care what happens. I'm telling Teresa last night, I said, I think it was last night, I told her, I said, I'm telling you right now, I said, I'm about to get sick and tired of people being attacked when it's church time, and they're fine any other time.
Right.
I mean, they, some of them did not hear this morning, they fine. They get their self healed Monday through Friday, and then weekend comes, they're sick.
Yep.
They don't realize the pattern yet. I'm attacked every service. Trace, where are you going? I slipped my shoes on, didn't have no shirt, put my coat on, come down here at 6 o'clock this morning, had my feet hanging out, turn all this heat on down here because that breaker's kicking off. I did all that for Jesus.
Amen.
6 o'clock. I thought, man, cook breakfast first. Got up early. Cook breakfast first, eat me some breakfast, come down here half naked. Turned the heat on and all of that stuff, you know. And then I told Teresa, I said, I'll be back. Where are you going? I'm going early. I got to turn some more heat on back there. Or if that breaker kicks off, hallelujah. See, you know what? Love causes me to do that.
Right.
But you know what? I could have said, good God, what the gift of having church. You can't even get out of the fire to do nothing. All of that. And my toes hurting. And my head hurts. And I had a cold yesterday. And my head was stocked up. And, you know, let's just call church off.
Who's the devil's a lot?
Bucks do it. Christians do it. She tried to get you to do it Wednesday. I ain't going over her. I shaved my head. I'll shave mine too. What? I ain't going to change Jesus in here.
Right?
Right. I'm just about eating my teeth up with lemons and stuff. I quit eating, Jenny. You know, but that ain't going to stop me.
Right.
I could think, well, you're looking at my teeth. Are you looking at my teeth? Y'all don't look at my teeth. I'm trying to preach to y'all, but look at my teeth. Well, you think I'm not coming because my teeth eat down?
Right.
I'm coming.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. But you know what? I'm going to contend for the faith. I'm going to fight for the right to do the will of God. I'm going to. And love energizes that. Give me that scripture. Galatians 5. Let's read that again. 5, 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything or uncircumcision. That's talking about law. That's talking about, you know, rituals to please God, this and that. None of that works. But faith, which works by love. Faith is energized when you walk in the love of God.
Right.
Just think about this. The Bible says if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, just a small mustard seed, you could speak to that mountain and move. Just a small mustard seed size faith. But if it ain't got love, see, love makes that faith like grapefruit. From mustard seed grapefruit. Just making an example of what I said.
Right.
You know? Like grapefruit size. Well, I went to the Lord one time. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, is it okay if I ask you for a bulldozer? He said, sure. I want you to have one. I said, glory to God. He's against Teresa here. Woo! I bypassed Teresa. She bypassed me one time. She sure most certainly did. She went, Lord, she said, I done told him three times I want doors on this house. You know, I don't want, and she brought her an offering to the church. And she sowed that seed believing God for those doors that's on the front of that house, because I'm thinking, I don't need them doors. I'm not going to leave the door open, man. We got central heat and air now, man. We don't never need the door open. Just go in the house and it's all good in there, you know. She brought an offering to the Lord and sowed a seed and released her faith.
Amen.
She released it that God would do it. She believed that she received it when she sowed that seed. It wasn't but just 3 or 4 days or five. She said nothing. I just had this overwhelming. I mean, it was like, I've got to get this done no matter what. Just overwhelming, covered me, come up on the inside of me. I've got to have me some doors, screen doors on the front of the house. So I called Teresa up. I said, man, I don't know what's going on. I said, but we got to go to Lowe's. She said, what are we going to Lowe's for? I said, I don't know. I just have this overwhelming desire to get some screen doors on that house. I said, it won't quit and leave my thoughts or nothing. She said, She said, I'll be ready. So I pull up, she get in there, she said, I told you for 2 years to put me some, she went to give me a sermon then. I told you for 2 years to put me some doors on there, and you didn't do it, blah, blah, blah. And I went to the house of God, and I told God, I bypassed you. She said, I said, you did not do that, did you? She said, I most certainly did. She said, I wanted them doors, the Holy Ghost wanted them doors, and he made you want them doors. It works, man.
Amen.
Now, she didn't rebelliously go against me, you know, but she getting it done. She going to get it with me or without me. She believes it's the will of God. Them flies are getting in the house. But you know what? If you don't believe God loves you, your faith won't work right. See, you got to believe God is interested in every detail of your life. You got to believe God loves you unconditional. And the only way really to do that is to walk with him.
Right.
I mean, I can tell you, and people told me, I've heard things, you know, we got to love one another, love one another. And I've heard that, you know, but it wasn't in the heart. But when I went to that meeting, it changed my life. I mean, I heard the word preached, same scripture every night. And he would give examples, you know, and everything. And that, and faith rose in me about the love of God. And I'm telling you, it totally, you know, I was going to give this example Wednesday night and I forgot it. But and I still do it at work today. You know, I know, and there's nothing wrong with just say, I mean, I own business. If I want to sit around all day, that's my business. I'll do what I want to. I own it, you know. I mean, if I don't want to go to work, I won't go to work. I don't have to because I pay somebody to go do it. And there's nothing wrong with that. But once I got born again, I worked on a lumber yard, and I would slide over, you know, and wait. I wasn't going to wait on them customers. I didn't like waiting on customers. When they come in, you got a little 20 pieces of one by, and they want to pick through the one bys and want you to pick through it, get the best one bys and blah, 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 you know, and two befores and all of that stuff, you know. And so I would let everybody there do it. You know, I just wouldn't do it. But after I got born again, I heard that sermon on love and something started happening on the inside of me. I mean, I couldn't do it no more, Johnny. I'm like, man, I'll get this customer. Then the next thing come in, I'll co-help you on that one. It's just, I'm like, what is wrong with me? Man, I'm doing a lot of work now that I wasn't. Well, see, love caused me to want to help those other, not work as hard. See, when you ain't working, I work with David and Travis, you know, and I don't have to go if I don't want to. I've been working for Travis for 10 years and he ain't paid me but twice. 10 years. You try working 10 years for free. You could get some ungodly feelings towards somebody, couldn't you? They think they are a fat cat over there making them rich and ain't paying me nothing. But you know what? I act just like it's my job when I'm there. I dive in there and I help them, you know, I take up slack and you know, and all of that stuff. I mean, I just get in there and I work harder than they do, I think. I'm pretty sure I do.
If you have to supervise the two of them, you work harder than anybody.
They're good workers, really. I know he ain't straight at home, but he is at work. He's a good worker. Both of them are good. They're good workers, you know. But my point in that is, love changed the way I thought about people that worked there. You know, I mean, I couldn't let them do it all anymore. I mean, it's like, man, you know, if I do my part, they won't have to work as hard. You know, and I believe us as Christians, we need to have that mindset, not like go to work and be like, well, I'm going to do as least as I have to. The other folk need to be working, blah, blah, blah. That's ungodly. That's not really the love of God. You know, I mean, you know, and I thought about it, and the Lord said, I want you to share that, you know, how love transformed you in that way right there of thinking, and how you still do it today. I still do it. I won't call on y'all to do work at this church. No. Monday got on to me one time, brother. I said, well, man, you got life going on over there, and I don't want you to be having to do that stuff on your off time, you know. You know, I get paid for this.
Amen.
Where I could sit back, well, you know, we're going to call a work day and eat that breaker down there. You know, man, it put hardship on y'all guys when you got stuff to do. Love won't let me do it. The Bible says love constrains us. Love won't let us put hardship on somebody else unnecessary.
Right.
It just won't do it. But at the same time, it brings a freedom and a feel-good to that person that yields to that love. That yields that way. See, because, I mean, I used to think, man, you know, I mean, I go on a job. I mean, sometimes I'm hoping that they don't show up for work. Y'all shocking, ain't you? I don't like being around people when I don't feel good. Right? Or let them all let David get sick this morning. No, I ain't never prayed that day. I ain't never prayed that day. Woo, yeah. Let them tacos upset him this morning. No, I ain't never did that. Prayed no sickness or nothing on my back. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I thought about it, but not, I ain't never done that. I'm just kidding. Hallelujah. But you know what? Love constrains us. Love causes us to operate in faith. And you know, when we're operating in love and we're operating in faith, we're going to be a blessing to people. I mean, our life is going to bless them. Give me that Jude 3, I think, Beth. I got another scripture, too.
Jude 1?
Yeah. Is it Jude 1? Oh, yeah, there ain't but one Jude, and it's verse 3. There's only Jude, and it's verse 3. 20. No, I was going to do 3, but we won't do 3. I probably didn't tell that. It's chapter 3. Beth, is that what it is?
No, it's chapter 1, verse 20.
That's only one chapter. She She's embarrassed, look at her. Verse 20. But ye beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and give me the rest of it. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus unto eternal life. Did you know, and look, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is an act of God's love. A gift. It's a gift. And he says, when he said here, praying in your most holy, the word holy means set apart. It means set apart. It says, praying in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourself in the love of God. If you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you've been taught against the Holy Spirit, or you've been baptized and you don't use the Holy Spirit, you don't use that gift, if you ain't got it, you need to ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. I was taught against the Holy Spirit. I was taught that it was of the devil. He said, when you pray in the Spirit, you're praying in your most holy, set aside part thing, man. And it'll keep you in the love of God. See, I stay in the love of God because of my faith. I build faith out of the Word of God. The Bible says, by this, shall all men know that you are his disciples because you have love one for another. I can tell you right now, somebody that's walking with Jesus close, they love one another. And I can tell you somebody that don't spend a lot of time with Jesus that is Christian, they're selfish. Buddy, they'll put it on you quick. They'll just like unloading the box. I don't stand around in there. There's plenty in there. I'll be like, Monty, won't be swamp with you? Not really hoping he says no. But it don't matter what I think.
Right.
I'm willing to go over there, and if I see somebody back might be hurting a little bit, they gonna come out of that line.
Right.
I did it right after I had open heart surgery. I'm ready. Give me them boxes. I'm not going to let my brother suffer when there's one in here that can make this line a little bit easier. That's what love does for you. It causes you, but that puts you in a place of power. That absolutely puts you in a place of power. We read in 1 Corinthians 13 how that love seeks not its own. I used to seek my own. Teresa, I wouldn't tell her. I'm like, I'm the man of the house. I make all the money around here. But God, if I want 2 boats, I'm getting 2 boats. If I want 5 tractors, I'm getting 5 tractors. She ain't making the money and she ain't putting it out. I'm the one doing it, but God, and I'm going to have what I want. She just don't want me to have nothing. That's a wrong attitude, guys.
Right.
I told Teresa the other day, I told her, I said, I'm very thankful for you. I said, because you don't blow money. I said, I'm very thankful for you. You have helped me to learn how to save money. I'm very thankful for you. You think about our bills before you think about yourself or anything. I said, I'm very thankful for you that God, she said, I'm likewise with you. She said, especially when you quit buying all that stuff that you didn't need. I said, well, we're all growing. Now I'm like, you ready for a new truck? Nope, I'm driving it. You ready for a new truck? Nope, leave me alone about a new truck. Used to, I was like, you ain't getting a new truck.
Right.
Now I'm ready to buy a new truck. Love does it. Love seeks not its own. She told me, later on, she told me, she said, you really made it hard on me. She said, because you blowing all that money on fishing rods and real and this and that, and I'm having to figure out whether I'm going to pay the light bill or the water bill. That's when it makes it wrong. That's when it's not love. It's, but my flesh, I'm thinking, man, I'm going to treat myself to something. other than just work and pay bills. But then if you go down to the stewardship part of what Jesus said, you know, the Lord told me one time, he said, you better start making priorities in your life. What is priority? What is priority? Is it boat or light bill? Is it boat or phone bill? I'm bringing this in and you're blowing it. You're not laying up for yourself a good foundation for the time to come. You're living in the moment. See, love, if you love your family, men and women, you will save. I went and bought my house, and I went and took out a $100,000 insurance policy. I'm thinking, I hope she don't kill me. You don't want a round page to kill me one day. I'm worth $100,000, Sandy. You know how they are. I mean, Tracy and Doris, they got bad. I mean, they can get ugly with you. I ain't never seen Sandy, but I ain't lived with her around her too much.
She's
the same way. Same way. I'm Irish. She got it in her. She's like, no, I'm not. Anyhow, I go take out $100,000 policy on that house. And I told Tricia, I said, I'm just going to make sure, honey, that if something happens to me, that your house will be paid for. See, that was love.
Yeah.
I mean, that was because I loved her. I could have thought, I'm not paying that. That's stupid. Well, I wished I'd just put that in the bank, because then I'm paying them $80,000 or $90,000. And it ain't worth but $5,000. But the purpose was served. You know, I put that just, see, we got to think about our babes. But we got to love them. We got, you know, and I told Teresa, I said, baby, if you stay with me, which I know you will, you're going to be wealthy if I leave. Told her that 20 years ago. But you know what? I've been, faith will cause you to look into the future and say, where am I going to be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? Tell my brother the other day, and I'll close with him. I told him the other day, I said, he's a little younger than me. He said, yeah, I'm going to do this and this and this and this. I said, you better. I said, because you're 50-something years old. I said, where are you going to be in 10 years? What you going to have in 10 years? You're going to be 65 years old in 10 years.
Right.
See, love and faith will cause you to look into the future and say, I'm going to make things happen now that my future, I'm not going to wait. Kind of like the Lord told me one time in business when me and my brother split. It was a big business and all that, you know, and I went and made a box of cards, I think there are 1,000 or 2,000 cards in it, or whatever. I didn't give one away for a year. That's how bad I wanted it. I didn't give one away for a year, you know. And the Lord told me, I said, Lord, I don't want it back like it was. Lord, I mean, I was just busy. I don't want that, Lord. And the Lord told me, he said, you better make a choice what you want. He said, if you don't make a choice, the right choice, he said, in 15 years down the road, you're going to wish you had it. He said, so you better make a choice now. And so I made a choice. And I gave out that 1,000 cards in 6 months. I thought, bless God, I'm not going to have no regrets 15 years down the road. And that's been about probably 20-something years ago. I'm glad I did.
Right.
I'm glad I made that choice, praise God. Hallelujah. But you know, if we develop the love of God, faith works, which gives us energy to do the will of God.
Right.
So made your own walking in love. You know, you're going to have opportunities. I'm going to have opportunities. Major on your faith. Get in that Bible. Read the Word of God. Put sermons. A bunch of them got to church, and I told Zach, I said, turn that preaching off when you get up there. I'm here this morning. I'm listening to preaching. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I wasn't just doing it so the walls could hear it. There wasn't nobody here but me, and then I'm here real early, so I throw on some preaching. Faith comes by hearing, built up by hearing, praise God. Strengthened by hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. So get in the word of God. Got a library there. Check your books out. I guess your wife done read about 70 or 80 of them. 70-something books, man. She's checking them things out and reading them, praise God. All right, let's bow our heads this morning. Father, we praise you.